Happy Sabbath to all our family members watching and listening. It won't be long now till we are all together physically, as we now are spiritually, as our pastor mentioned, sharing quality time. Presently, in my mind, I can visualize the brethren that sit to the right side of this hall, to the left side of this hall, and to the center of this hall. It is part of a blessing that God has given me in visualizing. So in doing so and saying so, I can see all your smiling faces when we get together. So I want you to have a joyful day today in listening to God's word and understanding His truth. His truth. What a joyful moment it is to us to think and to visualize. I would like to personally state we are not alone. For our brother Jesus Christ and God the Father are with us and love us too. In these trying times, I pray that I may express to our Father, our older brother, and to you, our family members that are watching and listening, a growing agape love this day. I will be reading from the book of 1 Thessalonians, where Paul and Timothy and Silas continually worked on expressing who and what the children of God are and need to be doing daily, preparing for Jesus Christ's return, as we need to be doing each and every day of our life now. Now, allow me a second moment in expressing a short but powerful book I read about 2 to 3 weeks ago by the title of Make Your Bed. Make Your Bed. It was written by Admiral William H. McGraven, a highly decorated Navy SEAL. It stimulated in me, brethren, reviewing God's word. How, you may ask, in respect to an area I knew but needed some refreshing to, so that it became crystal clear in my mind, and I pray in your mind today also. The book awoke my mind from the very beginning on page number 8. And I'll open that up, and I like to read point 1 on page 8. He states, I had the honor of working with some of the finest men and women in this nation has ever produced, from generals to privates, from admirals to sea recruits, from ambassadors to clerk typist. Just give me a moment, brethren. This thought sparked how I have been blessed in sharing and working time with Son of God's children. Now, a second statement that he makes, moving to page 8 and 9. The Americans who deployed overseas in support of the war effort came willingly, sacrificing much to protect this great nation. Now I thought, God's family members who are placed around the world willing to sacrifice the all for God's purpose, being a witness of God's law. And the last point I'd like to read out of the book today is as follows. They all understood that life is hard, that sometimes there is little you can do to affect the outcome of your day. In battle, soldiers die. Families grieve. Your day are long and filled with anxious moments. You search for something that can be your solace, that can motivate you to begin your day, that can be a sense of pride in the oftening or oftentimes ugly world. But it is not just combat. It is the daily life that needs the same sense of structure. Nothing can replace the strength and comfort of one's faith. But sometimes the simple act of making your bed can give you a lift you need to start your day and provide you with the satisfaction to end it right. He concludes the thought by, if you want to change your life and maybe the world, start off making your bed. This, as I mentioned, triggered quite a bit to my memory. We who have been baptized realize that what being a God family member in this world each day is. So my main thought for everyone, and I'm saying this over and over to myself recently, and I will continue, is this, brethren. Do your homework on godly principles daily. And I will repeat that. Do your homework on godly principles daily. Admiral McRaven states in his book that boot camp was a training of establishment of principles with bonding times with his fellow SEALs, those who he could rely on at all cost. There were times when he was not at peak performance mentally or physically, but there was his fellow SEALs to be there for him. Through the difficult times, they carried him. We, the children of God, have been given godly principles, the commandments to work with in our life daily. And as for bonding, we again have been given and blessed by being raised to one another. Now you may say to yourself, Tony, what is the difference between raising to one another? The difference between raising, or the term raising, one, is that you can take two metals and heat them and melt them and they become one. One inseparable metal. We, by the Holy Spirit, are inseparable. God's ways are well beyond man's ways. You, brethren, reflect this each day by praying for one another, talking to one another, being there for one another in person or by a card or a letter or by a smiling heart, a smiling heart. Now at this time, I would like to review 1 Thessalonians. And I'll be reading from the Living Translation, the New Living Translation. And it states, and I'll repeat it, this is 1 Thessalonians 5. 1 Thessalonians 5, I know for some of you it takes a little time to get there. I know if I was out there, and when Josh is talking later, it's going to take me a little bit to get there. But let's together look at 1 Thessalonians 5, and I'll be reading from 5 to 7. And it states, "For you are all the children of light." And I stopped there and I looked in Vine's dictionary and it said light, but it said light giver, believer. And that's also Strong's number 5457. And of the day, meaning a period of natural light, we don't belong to darkness or night. So be on your guard, not asleep like others. Stay alert and be clear-headed. Let's jump down to 8. And it states, "But let us live in the light, be clear-headed." Clear-headed I looked up also. It just stuck in my mind, clear-headed in this version. And it says, "Sober, of sound mind." Strong's 49:98. "Protected by the armor of faith and love, wearing as our helmet the confidence." Confidence. That again was something that I needed to look up. It was like a little bit unsettling. Confidence, okay? And when I looked it up in Vine's dictionary, what did it say? Trust. Trust. Strong's 40:06 of our salvation. And as I mentioned, that is the New Living Translation. Moving to Admiral McRaven again, stated in his book that it was boot camp that developed principles that would train him for his life, not for a short period of time, for his life, what he lives by every day. Do your homework on godly principles daily, brethren. Let us all now review 7 godly principles that reach for more than the physical world can give us, but preparing us as God's spiritual family members. And I hope for you, as it was for me, a refresher, bringing forth a clear mind of what we already knew, but to the forefront, especially moving into the spring holy days, brethren, we need to remind ourselves daily on God's will and God's ways. So number 1 on these principles, godly principles, purpose of life. Why are you here? Why are you watching and listening and reading? Set godly goals to serve God. 2, preparation. What are you doing in your life on developing morals and righteous character? Reading and reviewing God's word. 3, true health. In fact, some have begun to understand what God means by true health. Since it is my background, and I have to emphasize it, it is very important that we understand in God's word what he means by food. And I'm talking now of physical food and fluids. Fruit, vegetables, nuts, grains, seeds. There are those other things out there that are not food, but are products. And as God reflects it in his word, is ways to draw you away. God did not create physical illness. And let me repeat that again. God did not create physical illness. Look that up in your Bible and see where it came from. Number 4, Where do you seek godly drive and motivation? The answer? God's Word. Resourcefulness, endurance. Do you use God's wisdom? Do you ask for God's wisdom? Do you seek God's wisdom? Endurance, perseverance, these are developed by calling upon the gift, the blessing that you've been given, God's Holy Spirit, to glorify God in all that you do. Number 7, relationships with God the Father and our older brother Jesus Christ. Do you walk with God in prayer? Do you walk with God in prayer and humble yourself on your knees, giving of yourself to God's will and ways? As a physical human being, I can tell you that I try, and I know at times that I let certain roadblocks stop me. But I try to humble myself before God in prayer, in fasting, in seeking the comfort of a fellow brethren, whether it be male or female, to make sure to reflect that I am giving all that I can from my heart, from my mind, from my soul and spirit to God. For He knows already. He knows us. He knows you. And He knows you. And He certainly knows me. Sometimes I mentioned to our pastor, Mr. Creech, earlier this week, we were texting back to one another, and I kiddingly said, well, you're learning about an Italian in your local congregation, meaning that there are some things that we each have within our life and how we express ourselves to one another, because we are of Joseph's coat, blending together, coming as one, as I mentioned, braising together. These 7 godly principles are the way to eternal life and glory in the kingdom of God. It teaches us to choose our godly purpose. It teaches us to study, to show yourself approved to our Father in heaven. It teaches us that you can acquire righteous knowledge, preparing for the kingdom of God. It teaches us to watch our physical health. It teaches us diligence, drive, dedication, persistence, application. It teaches us resourcefulness and offers us divine help in applying it. And it teaches us staying with it to the end of this age. What a blessing God has given to us all, no matter what age, no matter male or female. We have been blessed each day of our life. So when you wake up in the morning, brethren, remember that. Do your homework on godly principles daily. Shabbat shalom.